not yet decided, which was commenced before the close of the last century, and in which more than double the amount of £70,000 has been swallowed up in costs. If I wanted other authorities for Jarndyce and Jarndyce, I could rein them on these pages, to the shame of a parsimonious public. There is only one other point on which I offer a word of remark. The possibility of what is called spontaneous combustion has been denied since the death of Mr. Crook, and my good friend Mr. Lewes, quite mistaken as he soon found in supposing the thing to have been abandoned by all authorities, published some ingenious letters to me at the time when that event was chronicled, arguing that spontaneous combustion could not possibly be. I have no need to observe that I do not willfully or negligently mislead my readers, and that before I wrote that description, I took pains to investigate the subject. There are about 30 cases on record, of which the most famous, that of the Countess Cornelia de Baudi Cesenati, was minutely investigated and described by Giuseppe Bianchini, a prebendary of Verona, otherwise distinguished in letters, who published an account of it at Verona in 1731, which he afterwards republished at Rome. The appearances, beyond all rational doubt, observed in that case